The Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings be upon him, encouraged us to strive for uprightness by seeking assistance in the early mornings, late afternoons, ar-rawha, and something of the depths of the night. From this tradition, the scholars made it a habit to briefly read texts of religious guidance in the late afternoon, and often term such readings the daily rawha. The term refers to the late afternoon, but also to a time of rest from worldly toils and reinvigoration of one's spirit. In this daily rawha, Sheikh Faraz Rabbani will be covering two texts, Imam Zarnuji's primer on the etiquette of seeking knowledge, Ta'lim al-Muta'allim Tariq al-Ta'allum, and Imam Yusuf al-Nabahani's beautiful collection of 40 sets of 40 prophetic hadith.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على ختم الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا محمد المبعوث رحمة ونورا للعالمين اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان وهدى إلى يوم الدين الحمد لله. So we are continuing to look at the 40 hadith Qudsi, and yesterday we looked at hadith number 24 on repeated seeking of forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is an important virtue in our deen, right? There is a wisdom why the servant fails, right? There's a wisdom why the servant fails. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ. Allah loves the oft-repentant. And the oft-repentant, as explained by Ibn Abbas and others, are those who every time they sin, they hasten to repent. The Prophet ﷺ told us, لَوْ لَمْ تُذْنِبُوا لَذَهَبَ اللَّهُ بِكُمْ. Were you not to sin, Allah would do away with you. And He would bring forth people who sin and err and are. And the greatest lesson of our shortcomings is humility. Right? Allah loves to see us on our knees. Right? And in that regards, Ibn Ata'illah Sakandari said, لَوْلَا مَيَدِينُ النُّفُوسِ لَمَا تَحَقَّقَ سَيْرُ السَّائِرِينَ. Were not for the black battlegrounds of the self, the spiritual travel of those seeking Allah would not be realized. Which is also why we cannot judge any other person for the particular sins that they commit or that they fall into, particularly if they don't accept that sin. Right? There's a difference. Someone who, al-mujahir bi ithmihi or bi fisqihi, the one who openly sins. But the one who struggles and sins, it is impermissible to look down upon them. One, because the one who repents from sin is like the one who has never sinned. Number two, you don't know the state they're in given their sin. And in that regards, all the great spiritual masters have talked. Ibn Ata'illah says that رُبَّ مَعْصِيَةٍ أَوْرَثَتْ ذُلًّا وَانْكِسَارًا خَيْرٌ مِنْ طَاعَةٍ أَوْرَثَتْ عِزًّا وَاسْتِكْبَارًا. How often it is that a sin that causes one, لَوْلَا إِنِي that ma'asiyatan awrathat dhullan wa inkisara, that a sin that causes one to be abased, dhull, to be abased, wa inkisar, and broken. Khair, it is better for one. Not in itself better, because things are judged. There's three basic ways. Things can be judged by their motives, by their essence, or by their consequence. A very simple way of looking at something. So, okay, what is the motive behind this, the intent and purpose? You can look at the thing itself. So something is good because of the good intention. So I remember once when we were in Damascus, Imam Zayd and a number of us all went to Amman to celebrate Eid in Amman. And every day Imam Zayd was doing some service for us. It was incredible. There's 12 of us staying in two rooms. Imam Zayd one day, and we're all complaining about the toilet being awful because there's no running water and a floor toilet. And it was nasty. And the toilet itself, the washroom wasn't very clean. One day after Fajr, after we stayed up very late, and Imam Zayd went off for a walk, and I was having trouble sleeping. I was kind of wondering where Imam Zayd was going. I wasn't going to go on a walk with him. But Imam Zayd came back with cleaning supplies. Just everyone else was asleep. I was lying there just staring. That didn't help him, of course. And Imam Zayd cleaned out the whole toilet. You could see I could see my own reflection in the toilet, in the floor toilet. He shined it. So each day Imam Zayd was... The third day, Imam Zayd's adopted son, Saeed, decided to cook breakfast for everyone. And there's like a whole pile of us there. 18 people or whatever, the big number, I forget exactly. A whole pile of people came for the breakfast. And Saeed, who at that time was maybe 12, stocky young man, came with a tray of eggs, put it down, you know, put pepper on it. Problem was, instead of using salt, he'd use sugar. Heavily sugared eggs, which is pretty nasty. But sometimes, you know, the state of the person who feels broken when they've messed up is more beloved to Allah. You feel the humility right then. Right? Whereas someone who does the same thing, but then they exalt, that I'm so good. Which state is more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Right? Which is why Abu Madian said, "Inkisar al-'Asi ahabbu ila Allah min sawlat al-muti'." The brokenness of the sinner is better with Allah than the haughtiness of the obedient. Of course, this is not to be misunderstood. Obedience is pleasing to Allah. Disobedience is odious to Allah. But things are judged not by themselves only, but also by their basis. Like what drives them, and by their consequence. Right? So we have to keep this in mind with respect to ourselves and with respect to others. Right? And it is an act of faith. So this is an important reminder. And we also know the most important of things to know about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ar-Rahmanu ala al-Arsh istawa. Our Lord is established on the throne of his dominion on the basis of encompassing mercy. And we looked in the next hadith on the virtue of visiting the sick and feeding the hungry and giving water. And these should be commitments, and every one of us should be looking, how do I bring these things on a consistent basis in my life? Today we're going to look at a lengthy hadith, hadith number 26, which begins by telling us about the divine vision. Ru'yatullah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a point of belief. This is a point of belief that is established by, that is established by the dilala, by the clear indication of a whole number of Quranic texts, and by the ibara of mass transmitted hadiths of the Sunnah. Sound understanding of a text is not just what a text expresses, but also what a text indicates, implies, and entails. Right? If someone says, "Turn on the kettle," what is implied by that? Put some water in it. Now, kettles have a safety valve, but I burnt a kettle that way. An overbearing relative would keep making demands, and being lazy, I'd figure out ways of convincing people that I shouldn't do so much work. I turned on the kettles, it started like a very dangerous fire. But that's considered not obeying the command. Because when you say, "Turn on the kettle," it's necessarily implicit there to put water there. Could you bring me some tea? If I bring you some tea leaves and say, "Here you go." Right? When you say, "Bring me some tea," it means, it implies, what's implied is much more than what was affirmed. And this is not textual interpretation. This is just basic textual understanding. And this is the dilala. This is the indication of the text, necessarily. Not the actual, not the interpretation of the text. Interpretation requires the ability to interpret. The indication of the dilala of the text, what the text indicates, anyone of sound understanding and who understands the language would understand this meaning. So this is important. Which is why in our age, things like usul al-fiqh are important. Because the beatific vision, the ru'yatullah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is something that is clearly established in the Qur'an by a number of texts. Not by the expressed. And some of them, there it's as close to being explicit as you can get. وُجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ نَاظِرَةٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهَا نَاظِرَةٌ Faces on that day will be radiant. إِلَىٰ رَبِّهَا To their Lord, looking. To translate it literally. Right? And that's actually will be considered عِبَارَةُ النَّاسِ The expression of the text. The only way you could leave that is by saying that well, this is reflecting. No, because that goes against the principles of the Arabic language. And many other texts as well. Right? Many other texts. And in the Sunnah, it's mass transmitted. Amongst them, this hadith over here. It begins with the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, right? And some hadiths are like that. The Prophet ﷺ begins with his words. And then he mentions something that that Allah says. So, عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم والذي نفس محمد بيده لا تضارون في رؤية ربكم فيلقى العبد ربه فيقول له أي عبدي ألم أكرمك وأسودك وأزوجك وأسخر لك الخيل والإبل وأذرك ترأس وتربع. Right? So the Prophet ﷺ said, by the one in whose grasp is the soul of Muhammad, you will not doubt in the beholding of your Lord. And so the servant will meet their Lord, and their Lord will say to them, oh, my servant, did I not honor you and grant you expansively and grant you a spouse and give you sway over horses and camels, right? And I allowed you to have authority and to an expansiveness, you know, in you know, authority, leadership, position, and expansiveness in your possession. فَيَقُولُ بَلَىٰ أَيِّ رَبْ And the servant will say, indeed, yes, O Lord. Now, one of the things for those of you who are learning Arabic, you need to appreciate when you say na'am and when you say bala. Because if you say, if there's a negative question, did I not? And you say yes, it means you did not. Right? So that's something. So here it's, did I not? Alam? Did I not do all these things for you? The response to that is, indeed. Because if you say yes, it means no, yes, you did not. Which would be kufr. Right? Or at least kufran, denial of blessings. So the servant would say, indeed, you did, O Lord. فَيَقُولُ أَفَظَنَنْتَ أَنَّكَ مُلَاقِيَّ فَيَقُولُ لَا فيقول فإني أنساك كما نسيتني. Right? So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked the servants, so did you did you believe that you will meet me? And this servant will say, no, I did not. Meaning, no, I did not believe that I would meet you. Okay, so the first question is, did I not bless you with all these things in your life? And the servant on the day of resurrection will say, indeed you did. Then, and then here, did you imagine or did you believe? Right? Then also refers to belief. Did you hold that? Right? And the servant will say, no, I did not. فَيَقُولُ فَإِنِّي أَنْسَاكَ كَمَا نَسِيتَنِي. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so I will forget you as you forgot me. Okay? And forgetting, of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is exalted beyond forgetting. Because forgetting is a contingent action, and Allah is exalted beyond contingency. Okay? Forgetting is to know something, is and then to not know it in a particular manner. Whereas time does not relate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala munazzah anil makani wazzaman. Allah is exalted beyond place, because place is created, wazzaman, and time, because time is created. So what is forgetting? Forgetting is to know something and then to lose knowledge of it. Whereas the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right, as it's mentioned in Jawharat al-Tawheed, وَعِلْمُهُ وَلَا يُقَالُ مُكْتَسَبُ. Allah's knowledge, and we do not affirm that it is acquired. Right? It's not تَجَدُّد وَالْمَعْلُومَات. Right? That there's knowables and it's renewed. Allah's knowledge is eternal and absolute, and He knew everything as it is and will be beyond time. Beyond time. Before, now, and after do not relate to Allah and do not relate to His knowledge. So what does Allah's quote-unquote forgetting refer to? Allah's forgetting refers to, here, His willing to not reward this servant. فَإِنِّي أَنْسَاكَ كَمَا نَسِيتَنِي. And this is also in Arabic, there's a thing called mushakala. Sometimes a matter is mentioned in accordance with the way the other person dealt with you. Right? So let's say husband and wife have a very transactional relationship. So random, Brother Tariq asked Sister Tariqa, that could you make dinner? Said yes, and could you bring dessert? Said yes. So Tariq comes home and says, do we have dinner? Said yes. Said, do you bring dessert? Said no. Says, I forget you as you forgot about me. And she closes the door to the dining room, locks it, and she has the dinner on her own. Did she forget him? No, this is called mushakala. You deal with the person as they dealt with you. Right? So this is how, and there's a number of hadiths like this. Right? But it's not meant that Allah is, if you take everything Allah affirms about Himself literally, do we affirm that Allah forgets? وَلِعَذُ بِاللَّهِ. Right? This is how we understand that. And that is how it's entailed. This is مِن مُقْتَضَيَاتِ اللُّغَةِ. That's what entailed by language. فَإِنِّي أَنْسَاكَ. So I will forget you, meaning, I choose not to reward you as promised. The asl was that the servant be rewarded, be embraced in divine mercy. But you refused, so I refuse. كَمَا نَسِيد, as you forgot me. ثُمَّ يَلْقَ الثَّانِي. Then he meets a second servant. فَيَقُولُ فيقول أي ألم أكرمك وأسودك وأزوجك وأسخر لك الخيل والإبل وأذرك ترأس وتربع. So the same question, that oh so and so, did I not honor you and grant you expansiveness and you know, grant you a spouse and grant you taskhir is to grant control. Right? Like in the dua of transporting. Subhanalladhi sakhara lana hadha. Sakhara is to grant control over something. Right? Grant ability over something. Of course, those of you who think about terms, what's another word from the same root? Sakhra. What's a sakhra? A rock. So I'll leave you to think about what's the relationship. Alam usakhir laka, did we not grant you control over al-khayl wal-ibil, horses and camels, you know, your worldly possessions. Wa-adharaka tar'as wa tar'ban, and enable you to have authority and plentitude. Fayaqulu bala ay rabb, says indeed. Yes, indeed, O Lord. Fayaqul afadhanta annaka mulaqi, said, did you believe that you will be meeting me? And this is of course referring to the Quran, where, you know, a number of times mentioned that those who believe that they will be meeting their Lord. Fayaqulu. So what does the Thani say? فَيَقُولُ لَا فَيَقُولُ لَا فَيَقُولُ فَإِنِّي أَنْسَاكَ كَمَا نَسِيتَنِي. The second also says no, correct? No, I did not believe that I was going to meet you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds, فَإِنِّي أَنْسَاكَ كَمَا نَسِيتَنِي. So I'll forget you as you forgot me. ثُمَّ يَلْقَ الثَّالِثِ. Then he'll meet the third servant. فَيَقُولُ لَهُ مِثْلَ ذَلِكَ. And he'll say to him, like what he said to the first two. فَيَقُولُ Rabbi. And this servant will say, Rabbi, amantu bika, wa bi kitabika, wa bi ruslika, wa sallaytu, wa sumtu, wa tasaddaqtu, wa yuthni bi khayri ma istata'a. So this servant will say, O Lord, I believed in you, and in your book, and in your messengers. And I prayed, and I fasted, and I gave in charity. And وَيُثْنِي بِخَيْرِ مَا اسْتَطَاعَ. And they praise Allah with the best of what they're able to praise. فَيَقُولُ هَا هُنَا إِذَن. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds, so come here then. ثُمَّ يُقَالُ لَهُ الْآنَ نَبْعَثُ شَاهِدًا عَلَيْكَ. So then it'll be said to him, now we will bring a witness for you. يتفكر في نفسه من ذا الذي يشهد علي فيختم على فيه ويقال لفخذه أنطقي فنطق فخذه ولحمه وعظامه بعمله ليعذر من نفسه ذلك المنافق الذي سخط الله عليه ذلك المنافق. Our edition is pretty spectacular, as you can see. So this third servant says that, O Lord, I believed in you and in your prophets and in your books, and I prayed and I fasted and I gave in charity. And he praises Allah with the best of what he could praise. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then I'll bring a witness against you. Shahid, laka is a witness for you. Alayka is a witness upon you, meaning against you. And the servant wonders, who will be brought as a witness against him? فَيُخْتَمُ عَلَى فِيهِ. So his mouth will be sealed. عَلَى فِيهِ, his mouth. And then his thigh will be told, speak. So his thigh speaks, and then his flesh speaks, and then his bones speak with what he did, until he seeks excuses for himself. وَذَلِكَ الْمُنَافِقِ. And that is the hypocrite. الَّذِي سخط الله عليه. That is the hypocrite who is odious to Allah. They claimed one thing. They claimed to believe and they claimed both faith and they claimed action. But they either were untrue in their faith or were they untrue in their actions. There are two types of munafiq. Rawahu Muslim. Right? So this is a warning. This, of course, this hadith tells us many lessons and it befits reflection. But as Sayyidina Umar would say, حَاسِبُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ قَبْلَ أَن تُحَاسَبُوا. Take yourselves to account before you're taken to account. And the muhasaba is taking to oneself to account is one, the servant takes themselves to account with respect to what they do, but more importantly, is to take oneself to account with respect to Allah's blessings. That if you see what's from Allah to you, which is far greater than what's from you to Allah anyways. Right? So if you look at the little that you're doing, and say, okay, I'm such a loser, I'm so miserable, and what else can I do anyways? Right? But the muhasaba begins with consideration of Allah's blessings. And it's clear in this hadith, did I not give you this and this? And think about Allah's blessings, and what is, even rationally, according to the Maturidi theologians, right? Or at least at the level of common sense, any reasonable person would admit that if someone does you favors, that you recognize the favors, that you acknowledge the favors, and that you respond to them. But it's a worldly reality that most people are zaloom and kafur. Most people are ever wronging and they are ever disregarding, or worse, of blessings or favors. But, and that applies in our worldly life, but it applies a fortiori to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? That we consider Allah's blessings now, and what is the response to them? The basis of ibadah is shukr. Shukrul mun'imi wajib. Gratitude to the bestower of favors is incumbent. Urfan wa'adatan wa'aqlan wa shar'an. Customarily, rationally, religiously. So that is an important aspect. But, and then the reality of faith is not just one what one does outwardly, but it is also, it is above all, the state of your heart in submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? That is the truth. وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُ اللَّهِ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. They have not been commanded except that they submit to Allah, making their religion sincere unto Him, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Al-Bayyinah. So, مُجَرَّد Surah Al-Ubudiyyah غَيْرُ كَافٍ. Just the form of submission to Allah is not sufficient without making it sincere for Allah. Right? So this is, of course, three categories of people are mentioned. This is just ذِكْرُ بَعْضٍ مِنَ الْكُلِّ. Mentioned some of a whole. Because many other types of believers will be brought forth. Three here are being highlighted. That look how many deny blessings. And there's some who appear to acknowledge blessings, but it's only a show. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for sincerity and that we work on our states with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because as Sayyid Abul Hasan al-Shadhili said, مَنْ لَمْ يَتَغَلْغَلْ بِعِلْمِنَا هَذَا مَاتَ مُصِرًّا عَلَى الْكَبَائِرِ وَهُوَ لَمْ يَشْعُرْ. Whoever, regarding the sciences of the heart, that whoever doesn't become deeply immersed, deeply acquainted, deeply aware of this knowledge of ours. And he's talking about the science that he was specialized in, science of spirituality, science of how one rectifies one's heart and one's state with Allah. will die committing enormities, وَهُوَ لَمْ يَشْعُرُ, and they're unaware of that. They don't realize what is gratitude. They don't realize what is humility. They don't realize what it is to have the qualities that Allah has commanded us to have with Him and the qualities that He's commanded us to have with His creation. نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى التوفيق وبيده التيسير وصلى الله على البشير النذير سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.
Thank you for listening to the Rawha, Daily Guidance for Seekers with Sheikh Faraz Rabbani. Help us continue to give light to millions around the world by becoming a monthly donor at seekershub.org/donate. Your donations are tax deductible in the US.